producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
No makeup for Roberta Fasanelli, no makeup for Jennifer Horn, no makeup for Rich McFadden, no makeup for Ken Kessler, but I, as the host of the program, am all gussied up. I have on my creams and my, I have a little bit of rouge on my left cheek.
You are such a weirdo.
Thank you.
Gosh, what does it mean? What's the messaging when you just have rouge on your left cheek?
Just rouge on
I don't know.
Cheek,
not on what I was thinking
right
of,
is right,
actually.
Left is wrong.
Did we have a, was there a picture posted? I don't know because I'm not yet connected. My whole computer system here is wacko, so I'm not able to get to Facebook or anything else. There was the cutest picture of my grandson, cute picture of him too. My grandson was dressed up as a chef for Halloween.
That's cute.
And he had a little, make it to Facebook, Kenny?
Yes, I saw it.
You saw
it.
Okay.
See it, yeah.
All right, so a little bit of rouge on his right cheek. And I think I hadn't thought about rouge for eons.
Who says rouge anymore? It's blush.
Is it? Well,
it's blush.
What's the difference between blush and rouge?
Nothing.
It's about 40 years.
Yeah. I was going to say it's generations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Grandma called. She wants a rouge.
Right.
All right. Okay. All right. So the the plane ride home last night, as usual, I'm watching a number of television shows that I haven't caught up on. So I had three or four episodes of The Good Wife. And then I decided to, because I thought we'd seen all of the House of Cards episodes. We binge-watched on that, I don't know, earlier this year. But I found an episode or two that I hadn't seen before, including one where the president, Frank Underwood, who's played extraordinarily well by Kevin Spacey, goes to meet the Russian prime minister in the desert because the Russians have just blown up their own men to create an incident in the Sinai and yada, yada, yada.
Doesn't sound very familiar.
Well, this, you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. As people are trying to figure out, the Russians didn't want to let anybody in the show, the House of Cards. They didn't want anybody to come in and investigate what had happened. And it seems to me that's the same sort of thing, because there's so much mystery surrounding this Russian plane crash in Egypt that took place the other day. The airline has ruled out pilot error. The airline has ruled out technical failure. The Russians have dismissed those comments as premature. So who believes what about this? And why would the Russians shoot down or destroy their own plane is a question. But, you know, again, using what came out of that television show the other day, I'm thinking, okay, they're capable of anything. They certainly are.
Russia could say, hey, listen, this is personal now. ISIS has attacked us, and therefore we have more of a reason to be involved in this dogfight.
Okay, so that's a good explanation, as good as any.
Not that they really needed that. I mean, they were going to stay in it no matter what.
Yep. But
not like they were getting ready to leave.
But there is something to be said for that way of thinking.
Sure.
I think. Yeah. They're capable
and
of anything.
I wouldn't put it past them.
No, not at all.
Which is 224 people.
Yep. By the way, the Chinese government is, I love to fly, and I'm always talking about airplanes and airlines and stuff on this program, much to Richie's chagrin. The Chinese today will unveil a new plane. They're going to go into a business competing with Boeing and Airbus, make their own planes. How many people want to be the first to ride on a Chinese-built jetliner?
Not me, sir.
Rich,
you go first.
No, thank you.
But they just made a deal because Boeing just sold them like $90 billion worth of planes, even to the point where they agreed to build a plant in China to build Boeing planes over there. So what is this mess. This is kind of a convoluted, weird thing, isn't it?
Maybe China is saying, we'll buy all these planes from you. You build the plant here. We'll supply the workers to build the planes in your plant, then steal all of your designs, and we'll start our own airline.
Well, that is difficult, isn't it? Or go buy a plane like people, the car designers. How do you think that these car designers, they compete with each other? They go buy a car from Volkswagen, and they take the technology that's there or whatever it is. They take the car apart. Okay, this is something we don't have. This is something else we don't have, and yada, yada, yada. And so that's how things progress. You just steal the stuff from other people, and it's not, there's no big mystery to it.
Yeah, but taking the cookies is a little bit different deal when you're talking about a 747.
Well, it is a little, Richie. You may be right about that. All right, let's talk about the Trans-Canada Pipeline, the Keystone XL Pipeline. Story at DougStephan.com today makes us wonder what the heck is going on here. The company is suspending the review. They've asked for a suspension of the review of the pipeline, which is supposed to bring Canadian oil down to the Gulf. But the big bugaboo here seems to be the state of Nebraska. They don't want it to go in Nebraska. Now, there's a lot of land in Nebraska. There's a lot of different places that they can go, and there are other pipelines that go across them. This is one of the things that most people don't understand about this issue, that there are pipelines, I believe there are 84 different pipelines that crisscross the United States. I'm not talking about gas, the natural gas pipelines. There are hundreds of those. But there are oil pipelines that, from the source to ports or to refineries, ship oil. And this has been going on now. I think the first pipeline was built 40-some-odd years ago. And since then, they've just been a matter of course. Okay, we've got to build a pipeline to get the oil from here to there, blah, blah, blah. For some reason, this has become a political football. Environmentalists say, this is terrible. And in fact, the pipelines are just the opposite. Wherever you see a pipeline, you see, and this is the reason that a lot of environmentalists have stopped protesting, because in fact, wildlife is enhanced by the heat and the cleanliness of how they keep these oil transmission lines. I saw it firsthand when I went to Alaska to look at the pipeline there. There were two things that I noted about the pipeline in Alaska when I went up to, I took a 3-day tour. One of them was the moose and all the other animals, wildlife, are attracted to the pipeline because it's warm and they can live. The grass actually grows pretty much year-round because of the heat from the oil that goes down the pipeline. So the grasses around there are growing all the time, and it's food and warm.
Why is the oil
for these
hot
animals? Say that again, Richard.
Why is the oil hot?
I don't know. It's pumped hot, guys. It comes out of the ground. It's hot, and it stays hot down the pipeline because the pipeline is insulated. So there's that. Plus, the other thing I noticed was how many people use the pipeline for target practice. Well, you can see
target
any
practice.
Target practice. There are people who.
Well actually, yeah,
these
in Alaska, everything has. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything has bullet holes in it, though.
Yes.
Even in downtown Anchorage,
right,
all the street signs have bullet holes in them.
I knew
it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Let them fly. I mean, everything has bullet holes
right
in it. Like, it's like drive-by shooting.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's the deal. So anyway, Nebraska, are they completely opposed to this, or is it going to get moved? What is this thing has been?
They're opposed to the landowners wherever the Keystone Pipeline is supposed to go, or opposed to the route that they're planning to use,
mm-hmm,
and have wanted them to move it, and they TransCanada hasn't paid any attention to it until now.
Oh, all right. Well, there must be some more money in the offing. That's probably the reason that they don't want it, and they're not getting paid enough money for the access, right? You got to have, what is it called? You get, what is it called when you get a permission to go over somebody's land to use it?
Eminent domain.
No.
You
have no, you have the right, but there's a word for it, to have access to somebody else's land to use it. You have a
is it smaller than a bread box?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It could be. All right, I'll think about that word whilst we have a few words, and then more words from Roberta, because it's time for today's Queen of Cheap Report up next here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva who comes to life.
It's Roberta Besselkelly. 19 past the hour on Good Day. Today's Queen of Cheap Report, brought to you by the Queen of Cheap herself, the dumpster diver.
The Queen of Cheap, yes.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Dumpster diving diva.
Yeah,
yes,
so
me.
What do we have to say about
that? Okay, if you've got kids or grandkids or neighbors' kids or anybody's kids that you want to buy stuff for, head over to Cotter's and Oshkosh. They've got a 50% off sale.
Oshkosh, my gosh.
Stefan.com.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. We've got a 25% off coupon on top of the 50% off sale. So you'll find that at the Better Living section at DougStefan.com. We've also got a Snapfish code for you. What you get is 6 free cards plus free shipping. You know, sometimes they give you this free stuff, but then they charge you an arm and a leg for the shipping. This is absolutely free. You get 6 free cards. Great for the holidays. You can get it, then sign up your significant others, sign up your kids, your dog, your neighbors, and you can get a whole bunch of Christmas cards absolutely free from Snapfish. Also, Better Homes and Gardens, want a free subscription? Just kind of, you know, some people use, they get all the magazine subscriptions and they roll them up and they burn them in their fireplace for heat, which is a great idea. Great use for these magazines. And reminding that on November 11th, Veterans Day, all of the 401 national parks in this country will be absolutely free. So if you haven't 62 yet and have your national park pass, which you should have, Doug. Your absolutely free national park pass.
I'm not over
still
62.
Get in for free.
My birthday's
right.
Not till Thursday.
Oh, yeah, right. You're not over 62. Right. You get in free on November 11th. Mark the day.
A lot of noise here.
You're working on a decade, dude.
You're not 62.
Thanks, dude.
You're not 62 like I'm 22.
Dude. Really? You are? Boy, that's news to me. Uh-huh. 21 after. Good day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What a phenom this lady is. Such a distinctive voice. Plus, she and her collaborators have been able to create this sort of distinctive sound that sounds, pardon the use of the word hip, but with it, I don't know, today's music, there's something about her that has grabbed the attention of people not only in the English-speaking world, but all around the world. She's become just astronomically successful and fairly young when she got started, Kenny. Wasn't she? She started writing her own music, and she's 23, 24, and 10 years or so ago.
First single was released in 2007.
2007.
Yeah,
she's only 27 now.
That's all she is.
Born in 1988.
Her voice just sounds older.
All right, so yeah, she sounds very mature. This song, "Rolling in the Deep." We're going to have a little Adele concert here. So, in order of success, first one on the marquee is "Rolling in the Deep." Next one is "Someone Like You."
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Someone like
I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me.
You know, you had just said something, Jennifer, about her sound being older. Kind of reminds me of Amy Winehouse, who sounded older as well.
And not in a bad way. Just
no, not at all. Not at all. I don't think that Adele has the kind of problems that Amy Winehouse had by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think so. Thanks.
Anyway, this is number two on the hit parade for her, "Someone Like You." Then there's the song "Sets Fire to the Rain." Again, the lyric lines of her songs are so penetrating and thoughtful. Kenny, does she write most all of this stuff? She has a collaborator, I think, right? Isn't that the story?
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I think she writes most of it.
Yeah, I think she does,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And she's
in fact, I think she even wrote the James Bond song.
Yeah. Well, let's do Rumor Has It first, then we'll do the James Bond song. Rumor Has It was the next number one song that she had after Set Fire to the Rain. This is a great story. That's what I like about her songs. Just very interesting and easy to follow stories in the song. Go ahead, Richie. Crank it up.
We'll be right back.
mentioned Skyfall, which was the theme from the last James Bond movie. She wrote it, but it sounds just like they released the Sam Smith new theme for the next James Bond movie. It's out later this month, right? Isn't that? I heard that the other day, and they all sound like James Bond.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It really is. How did you capture that? The current song is a song called Hello. It's become the first song to sell 1 million tracks in the first week. 1 million tracks in the first week for this song, Hello. Go ahead, Richie. What a great story. Great success story. Take your hat off to Adele. How many people do you know? She kind of like Madonna. How many people do you know who you tell people their first name? And oh, yeah, Adele. Yes, the singer. Well, it all started with this song. This was her first big tune. From 2007, Chasing Pavements. So congratulations to this lady and all of her success. She deserves it. She's good, and we all know it and like it. Adele here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Do you want your doctor's opinion? This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. A colleague said to me recently that he thought a third of his patients weren't interested in his opinion. They wanted what they wanted. Antibiotics for a cold? Defo. Brain CT for a headache without even trying Tylenol? Naturally. Here's the thing. In the era of patient satisfaction scores that dictate a physician's salary, doctors will often give in to patient requests. DCOC advice, when you go to the doctor, you're paying for their opinion. At the least, have a listen. Chances are, they might be right. If they say, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't advise anybody in my family to do that. Translation, this is really a dumb idea, but it's your body, and of course it is your body. The price your body pays, however, for being your own doctor is all too often unnecessary tests, unnecessary scans, and unnecessary treatments. Can you afford that? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today.
33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. No politics here. Everybody realizes I'm right. And then we sort of fall into place right after that. Roberta Fasanelli.
Whatever you say, sir.
Thank you very much. That's nice.
Make him feel good today.
Kenny Kessler.
It's his birthday this week.
Thursday. Yeah. It's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls and yakking away there. Our thought for the day today comes from William Shatner. And I believe that he's in the news, he's on people's minds because of the suggestion of the new Star Trek TV series being planned. And people say, okay, how do we get Shatner into that? Success, he said, should always be just beyond your grasp. That is pretty thoughtful, isn't it, huh? Success should always be just beyond your grasp. You're reaching. That's what makes people successful. They keep reaching. And he's a great example of it because he keeps reaching. He's 84, 85 years old, the guy.
Is he that old?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Doesn't look like it. Doesn't sound like it, does he?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it. Sound like
he rides a motorcycle. He rode a motorcycle across country. I mean, the guy is amazing.
Wow.
He needs to lose about 25 pounds.
Oh, but he's so good, Dougie. You know what? Sometimes when you're in your 80s, losing it isn't necessarily the right thing to do.
I'll remember that for the long, in the distant far future, when I get into my 80s, I'll remember that. All right. Speaking of things that have made it, here's some good news for those of you like me that love the space program. It is the 15th anniversary today of nonstop human residency in the International Space Station.
Yeah, Scott Kelly posted a picture yesterday commemorating it.
This was the first crew went up there in 2000. Since then, 220 people have come and gone, or gone and come home again, maybe is a better way. There are 17 different countries who have sent astronauts up to the space station, and it has grown. Been built when they first put it up there, it only had three rooms, but then as they continued to send things up in our space shuttle before we canned that whole business, they had added 13 rooms altogether. So now there are, I think there are, what, five people up there at a time normally? 4 or 5. Kelly's up there. He's going to stay for a year.
Yesterday, it looked like there might have been as many as 8.
Are there eight up there now?
Check his Instagram. Yeah. I'm telling you, Doug. The pictures. You've got to follow Scott Kelly on Instagram. The pictures are phenomenal.
I need to figure out how to do Instagram first.
You know what? I'll sign you up for one. Right, just send you a link and a login, and you can just do it from your computer. You don't need to do it on your phone.
Good. Trending stories at DougStephan.com today. The GOP debate revolt. That is, we want to do it our way. I'm not sure whether they're actually getting traction for this. When is the next Republican debate?
Tuesday. Yeah. A week from today.
A week from today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under the auspices of it's going to be on Fox Business Channel this time.
Right. Uh-huh. Which nobody seems to be too upset with Fox, except for maybe Donald Trump last time around.
And Megyn Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they came up with this list of demands. Some of them make a lot of sense to me. Some of them don't. And as Kenny mentioned earlier, some of those demands have already started to crumble. But, you know, Donald Trump did an interesting thing.
He does lots of interesting things.
Well, this is kind of a fun one. He went to this meeting. He agreed on these demands. And then when it came time to sign the letter that all these candidates were going to sign, he said, no. He said, I'll deal directly with the TV network myself. So he kind of left them dangling a little bit. And so did Chris Christie and John Kasich.
Good. I think you're going to see Kasich. Mark my words. Kasich is the sleeper here.
Ugh.
No. He's a big sleeper. He's Rumpelstiltskin.
The only thing I would see is if someone like Donald Trump picked him as a running mate, I think that would be wise because he could deliver.
He's the president. I have not said he's the president. He's the vice president.
Right.
But he is a sleeper, and he's a lot better than some of you or most of you think he is. Mark my words on that. Okay. Let's keep moving. The Russians say, I don't know, nothing.
Who, me?
However.
Nah.
There are plenty of bits and pieces of evidence now that suggest that the plane was brought down by, quote-unquote, external impact.
Nice.
The plane was shot down.
By who?
The Russians could very easily have shot down their own plane.
Why would they shoot down their own plane?
I don't think the...
There's a report a U.S. satellite saw a heat flash at the time of... impact.
Right.
So whether it came from the inside of the plane or the outside of the plane.
It could have been an explosion in the plane.
They don't know, but it seems like
not
it
was, me. I'm a conspiratorialist through and through. The Russians shot it down themselves.
Well, or it could have been a bomb from the inside.
Yeah.
One thing we know was it wasn't a mechanical failure.
Also trending at DougStephan.com today, the group identifying itself as the Online Hacktivist Collective Anonymous.
That's my group.
Vowing to release contact information identifying members of the KKK.
Apparently a lot of government people were picked out yesterday. Did you hear about that?
Senators, mayors.
Yeah.
Ooh. But you know what?
First batch of information published 57 phone numbers and 23 email addresses belonging to KKK members. There are a number of Twitter comments questioning the veracity of the information. Do we think...
Yeah.
What do we know about this, and why would there be... what's the move here?
This Hacker Anonymous is pretty well known. I mean, he's very well known.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I looked at some of the names on this list, and I'm just like, these people would be pretty stupid.
I know, right?
I mean, we're talking about U.S. senators and mayors of big towns, and I'm thinking, you would be really stupid.
Well, I'm trying to remember, there was a senator... who was a KKK member? He died. The guy from he died.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking of,
that's what I'm thinking.
West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Robert Byrd.
Admitted to being a KKK member early in his life.
Right. I mean, in the 50s. And he renounced it and said he was sorry. And on his deathbed, he was crying about it and everything. So,
by the way, when they buried him, he was buried in a sheet. Go ahead, Rich.
Stop it.
Oh,
jeez.
But you look at some of these names on this thing, and you're like, okay, their name was on a list. Who made this list? And
all very predictable. A lot of people from the South. I was telling my mom yesterday, who's reading me this list, all excited. Anonymous just released all these things, and it's senator. Reading me the whole list, and I said, you know, give me something exciting. Like if it were somebody from like New York, or like let's have Barbara. The boxer from California. There's a story. Yeah. You know, the rest of it, come on.
Or a candidate.
Yeah, come on.
That'd be exciting.
Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. There's a story.
Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be even a better story.
I don't know that I'd buy it.
By the way, has there ever been a black person that belonged to the KKK? Anybody know?
Not for long.
It's a membership that hasn't ended. Very good, Kenny.
That was good.
You can go home now.
Okay. Okay, the story of a skydiver. If you haven't seen this picture, you can check it out at DougStefan.com. A skydiver apparently got caught.
Oh, she's getting the silent treatment now. Look out.
Finally.
Oh, boy.
That's why I'm going to miss
you.
Everybody listen to that. Doesn't that sound nice?
All right. Next story.
Yes, Dougie.
Down the silence.
How about dude that got a Mets 2015?
Wait a minute. I haven't finished
He's
the story.
He's not done yet.
The skydiver. Then you can do your Mets story.
As mad as he is, he won't let the story go.
My skydiver.
I'm saying something.
Yeah, shut up. Move along.
Thank you. We weren't using that word anymore, Richie.
Yeah, Rich, shut up.
All right, Jennifer.
Hold on. Jen and I have to tell each other shut up just to itch our consult. Jen,
shut up.
Shut up.
Okay, go.
Here's the story, ladies and gentlemen, of this skydiver who apparently is lucky to be alive. He jumped out of the plane to skydive. This has been done hundreds, thousands of times a day. But on the way out, his jumpsuit got stuck to the plane wheel. So as he goes out the door, this is a smaller plane, the paraphernalia that is obviously necessary for the parachute to work is wrapped around the wheel hub.
Ooh.
So his jumpsuit is stuck to the plane step.
Oh.
And you can see all of the footage. It's posted. This happened at 10,000 feet. He was on this hook on the step. It looks to me like he's on the wheel, but it's step, whatever it is. He's there for like a half an hour.
Oh, geez.
While the plane circles trying to figure out what to do. Finally, he had a knife, and he cut himself loose. But I would have been thinking, okay, do I cut this line? Do I cut that line? Which line do
Is
I cut?
Is it the red one or the green one?
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And this guy wasn't just any skydiver. They were at 10,000 feet. Most skydiving is 3,000-4,000 feet.
Yeah. His only injury was a cut to his hand.
Here's the great part.
On the knife.
Lucky.
The plane circled at an altitude of 10,000 feet while they tried to figure out
what to do.
Yeah. Wouldn't you try to get down low?
Uh-huh. I would have if it had been me.
Land.
Yeah.
You might have run over this poor guy while you were landing.
At 10 feet. Land.
All right. Now, Rich McFadden in a moment has a story that he has, for the last hour, been telling me off the air. We got to tell the story about the Mets guy who's got the tattoo. So we'll have that in a moment. 44 after on Good Day.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760.
47 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Okay, so ladies first. Jennifer, we have story time now on Good Day, and we'll give a minute to each of my contributors. Jennifer gets the first minute to tell her hand story before Richie tells his story about the Mets tattoo. All right.
So Dougie likes to make fun of where I live, and this is probably one of the reasons why. I live in a weird community outside of Los Angeles, which is very equestrian. It doesn't feel like L.A. It's very suburbia and kind of weird. Mix of people, very strange.
Do you have horses? You have horses there?
Oh, tons of horses.
Not in her neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. In my neighborhood, there's a lot of horses. Where? So at the end of at the end of my street is a range of the Santa Monica, Santa Monica Mountains, and at the base of the mountains is a wash. So when it rains, you know, every 5 years here, there's a place for the water to go and pool, and that's, you know, what's kind of at the end of the street. Well, flashback, now, since it's been a drought, it's been very dry, so a lot of homeless people in the community have gone into the wash and have set up shop and lived down there. Well, about 2-3 weeks ago when I was gone, the police came in and moved all the homeless people out, except for maybe this one guy who was living in the wash in a tent, decided he was going to go hunting for gold yesterday, and apparently while he was hunting for gold, he found a shriveled up old hand. Which
human hand?
Got to hand it to him.
Which he decided was a human hand. He said it was white and old looking, and so he didn't know what to do. Obviously, he doesn't have a cell phone, so he picked it up and put it on a stick and carried it back to the ranger station like a fishing pole.
I love it.
So this turned into this huge hunt yesterday. All these fire police officers looking for something more. Well, then it turns out they found a femur in Altadena, which is probably about 10 miles away from me near Pasadena. And they found something else in Lake Hughes, wherever that is. So who knows if these are all related or not. But
oh, cool. It's a puzzle.
Yeah. We got a hand.
Welcome to Jennifer Horn's neighborhood. All right, so Richie, the story of the tattoo now.
Andy, it seemed like a good idea at the time department. At Jay Diesel or Joss Davis tweeted pictures of himself getting a tattoo on his side during game one of the World Series. It said World Champs New York Mets 2015.
Oh.
Good for him.
Oh.
It's a nice looking tattoo. It's
do you have
big.
White out?
It's on the side of his ribs. And when somebody said, do you regret the tattoo? He said, actually, I don't. I've been a huge Mets fan my whole life. And whether I fix it or get rid of it, I'm kind of digging it right now. So
Digging it. He's getting a lot of it. So what kind of attention is he getting, though? There are people who...
Oh, it's all over Mashable and ABC.
Well, you know what? This would be a practical way for him to make a few bucks. He could put an ad next to it. So I said, okay, I'll show you my tattoo. And then they look at the ad. So some local company ought to buy the space next to that tattoo.
I think
and
his 15 minutes are up. He's been posted.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
Okay. 51 after the hour now on Good Day.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Through the checkout line yesterday morning in the local supermarket, and I don't remember which magazine it was, but it was a picture of Paul Newman and Robert Redford, and Redford quoted as saying, "This was my best friend in life," or something close to that. Why I had such a close relationship with Paul Newman, which is, and that's what people want to read. They love that star. Wow, this guy was friends. They really were friends. What's the story? People love that sort of thing. That song was actually Paul Newman singing Plastic Jesus from Cool Hand Luke, which was the number one movie this week in 1967. Those of you who were not around then, many of you, if not most of you, have heard the stories or have seen it. It's a real classic. Great, great flick. What did you like? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What did you like best about, was it the characters or the story, Chucker?
That's a really good movie. And George Kennedy, I always liked George Kennedy.
All right.
Everything he's done.
Yeah. It was George Kennedy, I think, really got started as a character actor with, this was his first important big role, was it not?
Maybe his most prominent role.
You think
that,
it was?
That launched him.
I remember him from all the airport movies.
Well, but he was a big cowboy actor. He was a good guy and a bad guy often, but very prevalent, very, very. He was the goofy sergeant or lieutenant in the movies with O.J.? What are those movies?
The Naked Gun
movies.
Oh, no, The Naked Gun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's still alive. He is
still alive.
Yep.
He's up there. I mean, he did Dallas, the TV show Dallas, in his later years. And then he co-starred with Charlton Heston, of course, in the disaster film Earthquake in 1974, which I really liked him.
Had a very prolific career. Good for him. So did Newman, certainly, and well-known. All right, so we have movie moments going for us. Chucker, have you around yesterday? I don't even remember.
I was not around.
No, all right. So then we're
talking about his Mets getting their butts kicked.
Listen, everybody's
got to take off. I was in mental pain.
Really? good for you. Well, let's see if we can.
You know, the box office was the lowest amount of moviegoers going to pay to see a movie all year long.
Really?
Halloween weekend. Yeah. I mean, two major stars, Sandra Bullock, whose new movie, Our Brand is Crisis, which is a political comedy, that's the lowest opening ever at the box office, did 3.5 million.
Yeah, what the story of that?
I just the concept people didn't buy.
It was an interesting movie. I'd like to go see it. Just I don't have anybody to go to waiting for Meredith to come home. I'd just see that, and I want to go see Burnt.
I think the days of people going to see the movie star are pretty much over. I think people just buy concept. I don't think they really care who's in the movie if the concept is good. That's why you're seeing all these movies made for large screen format, 3D, IMAX. But that was a low opening, and then Bradley Cooper starred in this movie Burnt, which he plays a chef, did $5 million on 3,000 screens.
That movie looked boring. Oh, God.
That's not a good opening weekend.
All right, Chucker, tell me about The Ridiculous Six. We were talking about this earlier, whether it is a television story or a movie story, and Kenny said it was both. Adam Sandler is making movies for Netflix, and this is one of them. The trailer is out. There are a lot of characters, the usual Rob Schneider, who's in everything that Adam Sandler does, and Luke Wilson's in this, and David Spade.
Well, to answer that question, it's clearly a movie that's not going to be released in theaters. It's going to be released on Netflix, and this is part of the new age business model where you're going to see, which we've already seen in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, Netflix with House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. This is a different format where Sandler signed, I think, a four-picture deal to make movies that are going to go directly to Netflix, and the Netflix expects his fan base to follow, and you're going to see a lot more of that.
Interesting. The movie has made headlines already because a group of American Indians walked off the set complaining their characters had offensive names. Netflix says the title Ridiculous is in the movie for a reason.
I agree.
Which I thought was kind of cute. It's going to be ridiculous. Silly. I'd like to see it, frankly.
I would.
All right, Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.